This is a Flash CS3 and CS4 Action Script 3 tutorial in which I will demonstrate how to link to everything you could possibly want to set an external link to. I'm going to show you how to let somebody download MP3 files. You can set a button or movie clip to do that. You can set a button movie clip to let somebody open up external PDF files on your website. You can, from within Flash, you can let them download zip files, set up buttons to let them read .doc files, rich text documents, .txt files, all that good stuff. You can link to other websites, you can link to other pages on your website outside of your Flash site, and I'm going to show you how to do all that stuff right now in ActionScript 3, and I'm in Flash CS3 Professional, and I'm going to click, you can use CS4 for this as well, and I'm going to click Flash File ActionScript 3. And let's get started. Now, and I also, just to note, I have a, we'll show you how to do an email link as well on a button or movie clip to open up the user's default email program. And on my site at developphp.com, I also already have a tutorial on how to use Navigate to URL to create a JavaScript pop-up button solely in Flash. You don't have to put anything in the HTML file. It's all done within the navigate to URL string, all the JavaScript definitions. Okay, so let's get started on this. First thing we're gonna do is on the only layer sitting there, we're gonna grab the rectangle, the shape tool, and grab a rectangle primitive symbol, drag it out, and it looks like I have a curve on mine already, so let's make it, put that to 0, and that looks good. Let's give it a fill of like a light blue. That looks good. And an edge of gray. Yeah, we have a nice button. Make it a little darker on the edge. And bring this down to 0.25 for a nice fine stroke. Okay, so let's right click that, convert it to a symbol. And this will be our button that we're going to use. It's a button symbol. And you can make it a movie clip symbol if you want, and the code would still work when you put the instance name on it. It could be an animated movie clip, an animation, whatever you want. And we'll call it MyBTN because we're going to use this button over and over for all of the examples here. Okay, so let's go inside and create an overstate and downstate. You hit the put your mouse on the over frame and hit F6. Do the same on the down frame, hit F6 to create new keyframes. Now we'll change the instance of that symbol on the overframe, and we'll change the fill to white. Not white, maybe just a little more light blue. There we go. And we'll change the stroke to a dark blue. So that's the overstate the button will have. And now we can go ahead and duplicate this. Push Control C, Control Shift V. I'm going to duplicate it 8 times because I'm going to show you 8 examples of how to externally link to 8 different things, 8 different types of files, zips, MP3s, text files, PDFs, open email, whatever you want to do. Okay, so that's 8 buttons there. And what I did was I highlight them all. Any ones that I want to copy and paste in place, I highlight them, and I press Control C and Control V. You see it pastes them right in place, and I can drag them around, put them where I want. Okay, let's Control X, get rid of those. Alright, now if I render out, I should have a nice little button menu set up that's ready to have text put on top of it. And we'll label all of these now. This is send me email BTN. BTN is short for button. And make sure it's aligned left. Control C, Control Shift V. Oops. Control C, highlight the text. And Control C and Control Shift V. Paste in place. Do it for the next. Control C, Control Shift V. Bring it on down. Bring it on down. Alright, now get all 4. Control C, Control Shift V. And slide them down. I'm using the arrow keys on my keyboard to slide these things down. And that looks good. Okie dokie. Now we'll give these instance names. And I'll get to the code soon enough. You guys can just fast forward through all this crap if you already know how to make your buttons and everything and give them instance names. But giving them instance names here is very important, so if you don't know about it, you better watch. Okay, so this is going to be called, what should we name this one? The email button. Send underscore email underscore BTN. Send email underscore BTN. Now the next one we'll show you how is open underscore doc underscore BTN. And these are the instance name I'm giving to the buttons so I can refer to them in my code and they'll be active. And the code will be set onto those buttons or movie clips. PDF underscore BTN. Open PDF. This one we will show you how to let people download zip. So we'll call this one zip BTN. And this one will show you how to let people download MP3 from your site. So we'll say get MP3 underscore BTN. And the next one is, we'll show you how to link to a page on your site. So page on my site underscore BTN. The next one will be another site. We'll show you how to link to another site underscore BTN. And this one, I'll just show you how to go scene. Go scene one underscore BTN. And that one will be a scene within this flash file in case you want to know how to manipulate the timeline with a button and jump to different places in the timeline with one of your buttons. Okay, now that we have these as button symbols and they each have their own instance name to do different things in the code, let's go ahead and label them correctly. You just highlight the text, double click it, and rename it. And this is going to be doc. Let's see, open doc BTN. This one is open PDF. So we'll name this open PDF BTN. This one is instance named zip. So this is our download zip button. This will be the button to let the user download a zip file from you. This next one is get MP3. So name it accordingly. Let's say download MP3 BTN. This one has an instance name of page on my site. This one another site. And this one scene. So let's name go to HTML page or open HTML page. Open my HTML page. Open another site. And the way I'm going to code this button, open another site, is going to be, and the open my HTML page is going to open it to where they're not navigated away from your site page, the page that's linking. They're going to stay on the site and it's going to open in a new window. This one is go to a frame. We'll just make that button go to a frame. All right. Now we have them all labeled. Let's press Control Enter, see what we have. Okay, we have a little button menu there. Nice little custom button menu ready to go. All it needs is code. So we'll highlight this layer, press Insert Layer here. And then on this layer, we'll rename it Actions. And highlight the keyframe, press F9 to get into your Actions panel. And this is where you place all the code for your projects in Flash. And what you do is you put it in the timeline wherever your symbols are, and it'll run the symbols. You can have movie clip symbols for this code or button symbols. I just happen to have button symbols. Okay, so we'll open that back up. And we're going to create some variables now that are going to hold the URL strings that we want to open up, all the things we want to let people download and such, and all that. So let's go ahead and create a variable. For the first string, it's going to be email address. And this is going to open up their default, this is URL request, it's going to open up their default, put a colon, equals new. This is going to open up their default email application like Outlook Express or Thunderbird, whatever they use. New URL request, and then we put open parenthesis and put double quote, close parenthesis, and semicolon. And then inside the double quotes, between the two double quotes we put there, is where we put the mail to link. You know how to make those, right? Mail to, colon, and just put your email. This is where your email would go, at yourwebsite.com. And that's how we're going to add the string to open up the email, to allow them to email us using a button. Okay, now let's highlight that whole string and press Control C, the whole line, and then press Enter, go down one line, press Control V to paste. And this next one, we're going to be the document. So this will be, say you have a doc file, a .doc file you want them to be able to open and read or download. You just type in new document, whatever it's named, .doc. And that one's done. And we'll change this to say doc URL. D-O-C URL. Now we have doc URL. Let's highlight that one. Control C. Go down one more. And this one is going to be the PDF. This one will let them open a PDF that you have on your site from within Flash. So we have the PDF URL. And this one I'll show you how to. Let's get that whole your website thing there. Yourwebsite.com. Control C. I'll show you how to use the whole entire URL string. And it both works. It works both ways. www.yourwebsite.com/new document. So in your root directory, you would have a new document.doc, and this is how you link to it. Or you could just link straight to it like that. These work the same, and you can actually put this here. Take this whole thing, put it here. As long as that's in the root directory, it'll hit your doc. But this one, we want to say my_pdf.pdf. That way people can open and read a PDF on your site that's on your server. So I'll leave this one without and that one with, but it works the same. This one you would use if it was on a different website, but you can use it on your website as well. But if it's on your website, you can just use that and it works just the same. Okay, we'll highlight the next line, or highlight that line to create the next line. And this one is our zip URL, and we'll name it archive.zip, or whatever your zip file on server is named. And that would be in the root directory as well. And highlight that line. And the next one is the MP3, where we let them download an MP3 from our server. MP3 URL, we'll name this cooljam.mp3. Make sure it's a dot. Now highlight that line. The next one was the page linking on the site, so we'll name that one page on my site URL. Oops. Did the wrong one. Page on my site URL. And this will be simply services. services.html. This is an HTML page that'll open when they hit the button. And next we have another site. Link to another site's URL. Oops. Okay, so that's another site's URL. Yeah, we're good to go. Okay, we have all of our vars ready, with all of our URL strings ready to go. So what it does is, this variable here is claiming this name as the variable. It's a URL request variable, and this is the string for that variable. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Okay, now we're going to create the functions that utilize these variables. And the first one is going to be, let's make a code comment. Call it send email. And we'll type in function. And what I did there was put two forward slashes to create a code comment. And that never, this will never run. It just gets skipped by the code whenever the Flash player goes to run the code. You can put code comments as many as you want all over the place. I like code comments. Okay, so function, this is email down. We name it email down because it's going to be all based around, this function is all based around when the email button gets pressed. So we name it email down. This is event colon mouse event close parenthesis colon, type in void. And void is used to make a leaner function. It doesn't use as many resources in the Flash player as if you left void out. You don't even have to have void there. But void is a method of making leaner, meaner functions that use up less system resources. Okay, or less Flash player resources. So inside of that function, actually let's go ahead and now we'll duplicate it later. So what I did was I closed the bracket, opened the bracket for the function, the curly brace, and then I closed the curly brace, gave it a couple of, press enter a couple of times to go down a few lines, and then I closed the curly brace. So now the function is opened and closed, and inside of it here is where we place the code that we want to happen. Now we're going to use the navigate to URL method in Flash to navigate to that first URL. So we open parenthesis, close parenthesis, and we'll put a colon. And now inside those parentheses, we'll put the email variable, the email address variable. So we just type in email address, then comma. And we're going to make sure the window is self. For the email address, I don't think it matters too much what the window is set to, the target window. Okay, so that's it. Now we add an event listener for the for that email, and that's going to be telling the button. That's going to be, the event listeners are for when you have an object on stage that's a button or a movie clip. Event listeners are set up to listen to when the user's mouse goes over them, out from them, clicks on them, drags them, all those things. So that's what we set up event listeners for, because this function would never fire off unless we set up this event listener now. So let's go ahead and set it up. Let's go send underscore email underscore btn, because that's the name, instance name on our button. Let's get the properties back up here. I can't see them. There it is. See? Send email underscore btn. So that's what I use in the code. Dot add event listener. So we add an event listener, and what it's listening for here is we open parenthesis and we type in mouse event. It's listening for the mouse event dot click. If you wanted roll over or roll out for listening for those things, you would type that in right there. But this is going to be for the click. So we type in comma and then our function name that we just created. Email down. Then we close parenthesis, semicolon, and now the email function will work if we render out by pressing F12 to publish, And we bring this down. You'll see if I click send email button, it opens Outlook Express. And it'll open their default mail program so they can send you messages. Okay, so that's that one, and that pretty much shows how to use a variable that you set on top of your script down inside of your function here. So I'm using the navigate to URL, and the URL I'm navigating to is email address, which is set here, and that's that email address right there. It's a mail to function. Alright, so all you have to do is take these now. Let's create listeners for all of our buttons. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have scene. I'm not going to do the scene go to frame button. I'm just going to do external linking on this tutorial. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Now the next one is going to be the open doc. Open dot doc file. So you say open underscore doc underscore btn has an event listener for the dot doc function we're going to make. And that name will be doc down. Just like we have email down, we'll have doc down. This next one is going to be PDF down. Next one is going to be zip down. This next one is going to be get MP3 down. P3. And next one we'll name, next function we'll name page on my site. Page on my site down, and then another site. Another site down. So all we need is those functions. Now we gotta make these the proper name of the buttons, the instance name on the buttons. So you see how all these buttons have an instance name down here. You have to put that proper instance name for the event listener. So we have to change all of these to their proper names. So open PDF. PDF. And I know it seems monotonous in a lot of coding, but once you set this up the first time in any of your applications, it's reusable. You just copy and paste it, change a couple of things around, bada bing, bada boom. Okay, so open PDF. Now this one is zip. Zip button. Get MP3 button. Get MP3 BTN. The next one is another site. Or another page. What is that instance name? Page on my site BTN. Let's copy that. Let's just pop it in. Page on my site BTN. And then that last one was another site. Another site underscore BTN. That's it. We have all of our listeners in. All we gotta do is finish up the functions now. So once I write out the functions for each one of these event listeners, then all these functions are gonna be using these URL variable strings here, then the whole application will be done. So let me go ahead and show you how to do that. Okay, so let's just finish up these functions and you'll be good to go. You'll have everything you need to understand the navigate to URL function, or navigate to URL method. Okay, so we have email address. Next one is doc URL. Copy that, paste it here, go to doc URL. That one's going to navigate to doc URL. We have to put doc down here. And that's it, that one's ready. And we'll name that doc link. Copy that one. Go down a couple of lines, paste it in, PDF link. This one is PDF URL. And PDF down, and that's it. Now we go down a couple more lines, paste again, and after PDF we had zip down. Zip down, and zip URL. And we'll call this zip link. And the next one is get MP3 down. I think that's the name of it. Get MP3 down. Yep, there's the name of the function. We have it named correctly, and just type in MP3 URL here. Make sure that's the right URL. MP3 URL. Yep. Make sure this says MP3 link. And I'm going to have all this code at develop.php to where you guys can get to it if you don't feel like typing all this out in a video. If you want to just grab all the code and go, I have it available. Next one is page on my site link. And the function name, just copy it there, page on my site down. And the URL, just copy that one from there. And put it where it needs to go. And then we have one more, I think. Control C, Control V, and this one is a different website. Link to a different website. And that one is another site down. Control C, and then Control V on that function name. Now let's get the right variable string, the URL request, put it in, and that's it. I think that's all of them. Yeah, another site. Okay, so you can see how I claim the variables in the very top of the script. Then I claim the functions for what's going to happen when those buttons get pressed. And then finally we claim the listeners that actually listen for the buttons getting pressed so they can fire off these functions sitting right up here. That's how it works. And inside the functions, we use these URL request strings to navigate to that particular URL. And that is the basics of navigate to URL, opening all types of documents, setting download, whatever you want to do from within your Flash documents or web pages. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson. And like I said, this code will be on the page at develop.php. I'm going to put a link in the description at YouTube so everybody can get to the code if you don't feel like typing with me as I type in the video. But you can do that as well, whatever you want to do. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson. I just wanted to add really quickly that all of my, inside of all of the functions, my navigate to URL methods have the target is self. You'd want to make that blank to open in a new window so they don't get navigated away from your page. Okay.